This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Modavigil, Modafinil. What is in this leaflet? This leaflet answers some common questions about Modavigil tablets. As this leaflet does not contain all the available information, it is important that you talk to your doctor or pharmacist. All medicines have risks and benefits. Your doctor has weighed the risks of you receiving Modavigil against the benefits this medicine is expected to have for you. If you have any concerns about taking this medicine, ask your doctor or pharmacist. Keep this leaflet. You may need to read it again. What Modavigil is used for? Modavigil is used to improve wakefulness in people with excessive daytime sleepiness associated with a medical condition known as narcolepsy, or with obstructive sleep apnea or hypopnea syndrome, OSAHS, or shift work sleep disorder, SWSD. In narcolepsy, there is a sudden and irresistible tendency to fall asleep during normal waking hours. This happens at unpredictable times, even when it is inappropriate or may be unsafe to do so. Modavigil decreases this unwanted excessive daytime sleepiness. With OSAHS, daytime sleepiness may occur due to an interrupted nighttime sleep. Modavigil only treats the symptom of sleepiness and does not treat the cause of OSAHS. Whilst taking Modavigil, you should continue with treatments intended to help manage your underlying medical condition, such as continuous positive airway pressure, unless your doctor tells you otherwise. If you have been diagnosed with moderate to severe chronic shift work sleep disorder, SWSD, and non-drug therapies have been unsuitable or unsuccessful, Modavigil may be prescribed to keep you awake during your work shift. Precisely how Modavigil works is not known, but it is known that it acts on the central nervous system, the brain. It differs from other stimulant medicines that promote wakefulness. Modavigil increases wakefulness. Your doctor may have prescribed Modavigil for another reason. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Modavigil has been prescribed for you. Before you take Modavigil, when you must not take it. You must not take Modavigil if you are allergic to Modafinil or any of the other ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. See Modavigil tablets description. Signs of allergic reaction may include a skin rash, itching, shortness of breath or swelling of the face, lips, or tongue. Are pregnant currently, planning to become pregnant, or likely to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. If you could become pregnant, you should confirm by a pregnancy test that you are not pregnant within a week prior to starting treatment. Modafinil is suspected to cause birth defects if taken during pregnancy. Do not take Modavigil if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering or the tablets do not look quite right. Do not take Modavigil if the expiry date on the pack has passed. If you are not sure about whether you should start taking Modavigil, you should contact your doctor before you take it. Before you start taking Modavigil, you should discuss with your doctor any of the following points which apply to you. If you are under 18 or over 65 years old, have a history of mental health problems, have heart problems, including, for example, angina, chest pain, previous heart attack, enlarged heart, have an abnormal or irregular heart rhythm, have high blood pressure, or your high blood pressure is controlled by a medication, have kidney or liver problems, are taking hormonal contraceptives, are pregnant, could become pregnant, or are planning to become pregnant, are currently receiving treatment for anxiety, are breastfeeding, are taking brain stimulants, such as methylphenidate, are taking any medicines to treat depression, including those called monoamine oxidase inhibitors, MAOIs, are taking medicines to treat epilepsy or fits, such as phenytoin, carbamazepine and phenobarbitone, are taking medicines to treat fungal infections, such as ketoconazole and itraconazole, are taking medicines to help you sleep, sedatives, are taking rifampicin, an antibiotic used to treat tuberculosis, are taking cyclosporin, a medicine used to stop organ transplant rejection, are taking propranolol, a medicine used to treat, for example, high blood pressure, heart problems, or migraine, are taking warfarin, a medicine used to prevent unwanted blood clotting, are taking theophylline, a medicine used in asthma and lung problems, are taking any other medicines, including any available without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Tell your doctor about any of the above before you take Motavigil. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of using Motavigil. How to take Motavigil. It is important that you take this medicine as directed by the doctor. Your doctor will tell you how much you should take, when and how often. Follow your doctor's instructions. If you are unsure, ask your doctor or pharmacist. How much should you take? Each Motavigil tablet contains 100 mg of modafinil. The usual daily dose of modafinil depends on individual response. For sleepiness associated with narcolepsy, or OSAHS, the dose ranges from 200 mg to 400 mg. Each day you should take either 2 Motavigil tablets, or up to 4 Motavigil tablets. For SWSD, a dose of 200 mg is recommended. Do not exceed the recommended daily dose, unless directed to do so by your doctor. When and how should you take the tablets? For sleepiness associated with narcolepsy, or OSAHS, you should take your Motavigil tablets either as 2 separate doses, one in the morning, and one at midday, or as 1 dose, in the morning. For narcolepsy, or OSAHS, do not take your Motavigil tablets later than midday, or you may have trouble sleeping at night. For SWSD, you should take your Motavigil tablets as a single dose 1 hour prior to commencing your shift work. Swallow the tablets whole with a little water. Note, your doctor may start your treatment with less than 2 tablets a day. If you need more than 2 tablets per day, your doctor should increase the dose stepwise, 1 additional tablet at a time, depending on how you respond to the treatment. The highest dose is 4 tablets per day. If you are currently on another treatment for narcolepsy, your doctor will advise you how best to withdraw from that treatment and begin taking Motavigil. Other stimulants used for narcolepsy may cause a high feeling. Be aware, therefore, that you may feel different as you withdraw from other stimulants. Motavigil only treats the symptom of sleepiness. Other treatments intended to help manage your underlying medical condition should still be used regularly, unless your doctor tells you otherwise. You should commence or continue disease-modifying interventions, for example, continuous positive airway pressure. Remember, this medicine is only for you. Only a doctor can prescribe it for you. Never give it to anyone else. It may harm them, even if their symptoms appear to be the same as yours. If you forget to take it, if you miss a dose of Motavigil tablets, just take the next dose at your usual time. Do not take an extra dose to catch up. While you are taking Motavigil, things you must do. If you could become pregnant, you should confirm by a pregnancy test that you are not pregnant within a week prior to starting treatment. Tell your doctor if you are planning to become pregnant. If you become pregnant while you are taking Motavigil, stop taking it and tell your doctor immediately. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, tell your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking Motavigil. Tell your doctor if you believe that Motavigil is not helping your condition. Your doctor may need to change the dose. Things you must not do. Do not give Motavigil to anyone else, even if they have the same symptoms as you. Things to be careful of. Motavigil may reduce the effectiveness of hormonal contraceptives, including the contraceptive pill, implants, injectables, and some intrauterine devices, IUDs. If you are using hormonal contraception, you should use an alternative non-hormonal method of birth control together with your current contraceptive whilst taking Motavigil, and for 2 months after you stop treatment with Motavigil. Do not drive or operate machinery until you know how Motavigil affects you. Side effects. Motavigil may cause you to have a serious rash. Stop Motavigil and call your doctor right away, or get emergency treatment if you have a skin rash, hives, sores in your mouth, or your skin blisters and peels, or if you have any sudden wheeziness, difficulty in breathing, swelling, rash, or itching, especially affecting the whole body. Motavigil may cause the following side effects in some people. In clinical studies, these side effects also occurred in people who received non-active sugar tablets. Tell your doctor if you notice any of these: headache, nausea, diarrhea, dry mouth, poor appetite, runny nose, sore throat, nervous feeling, dizziness, back pain, feeling anxious, upset stomach, trouble sleeping. Tell your doctor immediately if any of the following occur: skin rash, hives, sores in your mouth, or your skin blisters and peels, swelling of your face, eyes, lips, tongue, or throat, trouble swallowing or breathing, fever, shortness of breath, swelling of the legs, yellowing of the skin or white of the eyes, or dark urine. Mental, psychiatric symptoms, including depression, anxiety, aggression, agitation, irritability, hallucinations, mania, thoughts of suicide, or other mental problems, chest pain, or abnormal heartbeats, fits, or convulsions. Other side effects not listed above may also occur in some patients. Tell your doctor if you notice anything that makes you feel unwell. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. Overdosage. Immediately telephone your doctor or the Poisons Information Center, telephone 131126. In Australia, or 0800764766. In New Zealand, or go to the emergency department of your nearest hospital, if you think you or anyone else may have taken too much Modavigil. Do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. Modavigil tablets description. Each Modavigil tablet contains 100 mg of modafinil. Each tablet also contains the following inactive ingredients: lactose, starch pre-gelatinized mace, microcrystalline cellulose, sodium cross-carmelose, povidone, magnesium stearate. Modavigil tablets are white capsule-shaped, debossed with 100 on one side. Each pack contains either 10, 30, or 60 tablets. Storage. Keep Modavigil tablets in the original pack until it is time to take them. Store Modavigil tablets below 25 degrees Celsius. Keep the pack in a cool, dry place and away from direct heat and sunlight. Do not store Modavigil tablets in the bathroom or near a sink. Keep Modavigil tablets where children cannot reach them. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. The Australian registration number is OSTAR 168497. This is not all the information available on Modavigil. If you have any more questions or are unsure about anything, ask your doctor or pharmacist. Modavigil is supplied in Australia by Teva Pharma Australia Pty Limited, 37 Epping Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 2113, Australia 1800288382, www.tevapharma.com.au, and in New Zealand by Teva Pharma New Zealand Limited, Auckland, 1541, New Zealand. This leaflet was prepared in February 2nd, 020. Modavigil is a registered trademark owned by Kefalon, Inc.